I'm on board the Spirit of the Isles, which is going to be sailing down the River Lee to Crosshaven. And I hate to call it a booze cruise, although I did see a large amount of Stonewall cider being brought on board. I only need to look at cider and this is what the effect it has on me. Anyway, with me is Jolene Cronin, who's organised this this event. Jolene, what is going on?
Well, we're just after stepping aboard the Spirit of the Isles at the Port of Cork, and we're heading down the river, past Blackrock Castle, Spike Island, Cove, across Cork Harbour, and we're going to Crosshaven. And we're going to have a barbecue down there in Cronin's Pub. My brother Dennis is busy at the moment getting the barbecue ready. We've got some nice fish treats coming up, and we're going to have some music on board now, so looking forward to the crack. Some great crowd of people here. All different tweeters from all over Cork and beyond. A lot of people who are involved in the food industry, from restaurateurs, chefs, bloggers. It's going to be an interesting evening.
And why have you organised this?
Because, do you know what? This is actually the fourth Munster foodie tweet-up that we've had. It started just as, a bit of a joke, but also kind of an excuse to get together with some friends of ours. So we had our first tweet-up in Stour Anice there last year. And they made a second tweet up in the old convent in Tipperary, and our last one was in Springford Hall in Mallow. So Cronins are carrying the cup for this one now, so that's why we organised it. And
so you've gone, I was going to say overboard, but that's maybe a wrong choice of words considering we're on a boat.
But you, No pun intended.
No pun intended. So you've chartered a vessel to bring us down to your pub. That's a bit luxurious, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But you know, these guys here, it's a new adventure for them. They're doing ferry tours all around the harbour. So I suppose it's a really interesting opportunity for people, especially, you know, if they're in the hospitality industry, to know what's going on in Cork, and to tell people about what's here and enjoy what's available.
So we're going to have some food. Dennis is a chef at Cronin's Pub, your brother, in fact. Fish that was caught today?
Fish that was caught today, no. Fish that was caught over the weekend, absolutely, definitely. he's doing a nice mad fish stew. So it's going to be a bit of a mixture of hake, mussels, prawns, cod, salmon, monkfish. It's kind of a bit of a jumbly of everything going on in there.
What about the people on board who don't like fish?
Oh, don't worry, we've got steak sandwiches for them, and we've got some nice quinoa and vegetable patty burgers as well for the vegetarians, so there's plenty to go around. And we've got some lovely scallops as well, actually, so it'll be good times.
Very good. And what drinks are you serving?
We've got Stonewell Cider. In fact, we've actually got a representative from Stonewell Cider here, Ralph Cresswell, who is over there on the other side of the boat. So we've got plenty of the good stuff on board. And sure, we'll have the usual then when we get to the pub as well.
The usual being the black stuff.
the usual being plenty more Stonewell Cider, actually, because we're after building quite an addiction to it. You've no idea how addictive it is.
I think I do. Well, very good. Well, best of luck with it, Jolene. I'm sure it will be a huge success. And I'm really looking forward to enjoying it.
Good. Here, have a cider.
That was a special effect from Jolene. She hasn't actually given me a cider. I will now pretend to drink it.